Another Brooklynite that we're going to claim as a local, Julian Telemontes-Brolowski, has also just relocated to Ghent, or somewhat relocated to Ghent, along with Tracy. Julian is the author of Advice for Lovers, just out from City Lights Books. The ink is still a little damp, but I think it's okay. I just want to open up the pages carefully. And Gowanus Atropolis from the wonderful Ugly Duckling Press, as well as, a must of chapbooks I won't list. And Julian is also an editor at Litmus Press.
Baby Person, with an epigraph from Kate Colby. I have a thing for entitled urchins. The offal of gold, perpetuity anon embraced in parts, tech support in tatters. Don't want the people who don't want you. The actual potato, who on and off are not even listening. Tied on in peace, succumbing to subpar meat. F it on the avenue to keep it low, as he calls himself a singer-songwriter. All along awful, by shades. Mercy as uttered by Orbison. Cherry cola to rhyme with Lululola. Melodious awful, the kind of content you flip through backward. One harumphs uneasily along. Who to hold doors for? Who to allow to hold doors for? The way to be a fool with a tool, who admit to not even listening to their own baby person, going around adding S to nouns, lioness, poetess, that's such a load, so that the daffodil yawns back. The one who taught me Greek is dead. You want to put them in your lap. Astonished Fish, after Maestro Maciel's poem Paises Perplexos. My Portuguese is not very good, but that means perplexed fishes, I think. And it has an epigraph from John McCain. The fish love to be around those rigs. The eye wall favorable for iconicity and ambivalence of bibliotheque. How H rig shatters the heart and the gut and the spleen of Fanny Freddy infamy. The fish begin to speak queerly, something that never will happen before. Alexander the Great, my contemporary, girding the neck of Kelka Crossroads, what disgorges the libertine's lap in the Ganymede's hole. Mariester asks, why were the fish not given any tediousness? Indemnification and not being held harmless, then what the heck is love, my Brinkley Protocol? To be cush is not to be chronic. To be cush is not to be chronic. I'd lay all my ganja upon it, that twerps are most like to be ethical creatures. It only leaked inordinately. My time stricture had a habit, wanton until noon. Well could they speak English. Polymorphously, it's the juice, and I stand by my ambivalent sidekick, beat up for being the wrong kind of pretty. Outlander skeeters suck after. Far from far abuts the sea. I wish I had more of your philosophy, that is to say, the salt shall wend away, carrying along its axis certain facts about the sea. Lack of air disallows my tongue. Friendship is a kindly orb of which whole theory's been interpolate. Nights I read Isidore, a moralizer with intimate knowledges. As far as east is from the west, one craves third noon. Discovered a name's an elastic thing. One writes not so much about as around homosexual desire. Okay, so talking of homosexual desire, this is Advice for Lovers, which just came out from City Lights. And thank you, Eric, for lending me your copy. I gave away my last copy, I realized. Song in the Shade. How shaded you are in the vine, Calvis. And yet you think our verses will upbraid and cataractus be the death of us? You see how keen on carbon copies I'm a blade, all unctuous against the slavish numbers. Lit glancingly, I doggedly allied, if only to broach my sometime counter, the sea that barters its clock for candor. Who walks that way, like cypress in the wind, to Italy with that monstrous villainy that crowns our arbus with the sea thing's fin? Yet, how breezy you are in the mutiny. I hear tubas, the glosses are runic, the light makes dapples all along your tunic. Count Yclept. Harrying the lovers to make a diversion in its favor, the Count, having entered Normandy proudly on its metal charger, recrossed the Sarthe, a groaning cripple in a litter. The objects for the confessional are all taken from where it had a vision in Queens. Norel on mink has the smell of old money. What good is all this mummery to the deep thinker? To summon me is not to be my master. Still, was that train in the film or a sound in the room? There is in the world of maquillage much orange. Wherever it might chance to turn its eyes, the poppy heroic moment, the luxury of wanting. Sybil Song at Troy. My telltale Orpheus, what Sybil could hazard apart the reins of rings that could? What dark Saturn would lash apart the lance to trade its goblin for that lush expanse? Except your darkling eye, my lip ascends upon the lumid loam ever so bizarre. All Troy would bend its knees and rend its greaves to lean upon that lustrous cheek. Greek star of blooming chest, come beat my stardust on a cocaine mirror, flushed with leaves and all and freaking on the couch. Brad was well hung, but does he have the cock, the erotic gall, to come until the cocks croon mornings come, crowing like cows until the mornings come. On how to transfigure the body utterly. This has an epigraph from Elizabeth Barrett Browning. I wail, and certes that is true. I practically ran to get out all these lonesome shoes. Shut up inside the shop I was, raging like a bull. Maddened in the midst of the race, reaching more up than across, I saw the gold foil facade of a house built on corpses, of a sea composed entirely of horses, all running to their death. Oh, I wish to the Lord I'd never been born, or died when I was young. Then I'd never have seen your shining blue eye or heard your lying tongue. Into this ugly and howly world was I wakened. The morning star met with its wanderer. All the good times are past and gone. This habitat bred me like a shriv. Be with me always. Take any form. Love is like falconry. I'll just read two more. Thank you for listening. This is called Sea Aloe Song and has an epigraph from Shakespeare's Sonnet 8. Sweets with sweets war not, joy delights in joy. Stellar sea cows, svelte manatees embrace, and lob their salty aloes each to each, while we graze greenly on the filtered rays fanned from their froth. I beg for you to teach me all the ways the Romans fucked, and how Juventius, with honeyed eyes, would sit in Catul's lap and lick his salty brow. Of all the wooing words that e'er were writ, did Bernadette choose want for wit, or skylark for a skylark's fond embrace? Such salt would shame the sun to shade its rays, and cow fond lovers chomping at the bit. When they do buck and bray insensate ardor, bottoming out the sea, fond sailor, fuck them harder. Sloughing off the gentlemanly sports. What makes that fox so grabby for the stars, begging like boys do? I meant to fully gild that lily, till less like virile Mars it's clept the pansiest of pansy, the catechus calyx of a poppy. Cuz, step into these arms where you belong, a coo at the prospect of this lording, a gleam in the gloom with serpentine song, the phosphorescent tides minds lavish upon. Oh, stop me at the very vestibule, before whom and in what habit I speak. I watch them use their meat to call me fool. Someone's cage is aching at the seams. The noisome idol falls to dirty dreams. Thus, the flummoxed drunk of them will coil, and I'll learn the real, or it'll learn me. Making free with the Italian model, the single summer shower, mano a mano. The proverbial number of angels that could have fit on the head of a pin are crying to the myriad angles. This glassy labyrinth we've happened in will not undo the errancer I've been. Soon the swan crest, the feed crest, my distress, will feign to fuck the furlonged mannequin. At what punishing pace we undress this crapshoot Ide fix and its Yahoo mistress. Fictive trees harsh the billow of my cape. All kind of lovers crashed, rubbernecking. The fishes on the frontispiece were draped in your leafy worded velocity. You whisper, London has no more fog for me. To wit, my darksome peach pit. Storms above, a buckler to them that walks uprightly, will not enforce this porno hand from glove or diminish one jot my vegetable love.